The next piece, I'm delighted that we're doing it because it's so, so appropriate for Seachtain na Gaeilge. And as you can tell, my Irish is very, very long, but it's good that I'm making some efforts and that we're all making efforts to speak the language and make attempts because it is such a beautiful language. But this next piece is just so right and so apt for Seachtain na Gaeilge. Have a listen to this.
Afark Aaron, Ernaliru, a Gwilin.
Here a giri, ton fover slan sawalte, agus munchin the tui here, a trial a rostilis tuin. Messen gahane, gur brehever chapale hain, shishin solma rehimshiat. Agus tal lidjem mahig na cordile, arrogant bog a walu, agus firning yall a visha. Fiach na price in the flahula, ni shanske die, kevaid. Punt, no, huig font. An ish tan a couple ray, an slua a fehev agus toshe na ross. Hius no huus, law leish klepis rule bullet on, agus nach marichelig an a kalini, eh, couple no call uderakab.
That is a newsreel from Gail Ling in 1959 about the Listowel races. And Gail Ling, the organisation that promotes the Irish language and culture, has released newsreels from the 20th century, including the Listowel races and more. We'll get to them shortly. When it's Árc Éireann captured a snapshot of Irish life in the middle of the 20th century. To tell us more, we're joined on the line by Sunniva O'Flynn, who's the Irish Film Institute, the IFI's Head of Irish Film Programming. Good morning to you, Sunniva. Thank you so much for joining us. Gurv Mahagut. Sunniva, tell us about this. These newsreels are now available online and anyone can watch them if you have access to the internet.
That's right, Tressa, yes. So the newsreel that, as you say, yes, dates from 1956, newsreel began and ran to 1964. It was shot on 35mm film, but it's now, thanks to digitization and the Wi-Fi in the modern world, it's now available for all to access for free on the IFI archive player. So that's the Irish Film Institute archive player. So you can go in and you can search by story, but you can also access it through this wonderful new interactive map. So you can go in, and whether you're from Kerry or whether you're from Cork or Dublin, wherever, you can go in and click on your county and find the stories that were made at that time about your location. It's really, it's a super way of accessing heritage and, you know, building a sense of pride in our past and in our neighbourhoods.
Because when Gail Ling set this up to provide an Irish voice to Irish events and in the Irish language, a lot of the news reels reports up to that time, they would have come from England, and you would have often had someone with a very obvious English accent and with a British perspective commentating on events in Ireland.
Yeah. And it was snootiness, as they'd be reporting on hurling or GAA, you know, there'd be these wild Irishmen running around with a shtick and baiting each other. You know, not that they would say it in those accents. They would have these kind of snooty Irish British accents. But then in 1956, we begin to see the Árc Éireann newsreel in cinemas around the country. So people were going along, and the stories, very kind of cleverly, each little story, there was three or four per newsreel, they'd be introduced with an English language intertitle. So it would say, "Last train leaves Kenmare," or whatever it might be. And then the voiceover would kick in, "Os Gaeilge." Now, when they were originally released, Gaelin were quite purist about it, and they would have been, you know, there wouldn't have been any subtitles on the Irish language. So you just have to do your best with the visuals to know what was going on. But Gaelin have now understand that the language can really be, continue to be revitalized if it's made as accessible as possible. So the newsreels on the IFI archive player, you can watch Os Gaeilge or you can click on English language subtitles, so you can have a very good sense of what exactly is happening. So it's really about kind of democratization of that heritage, so we can all have a go wherever we are or whatever language we speak.
And let's play one other reel from Kerry. This is Cluiche Cianais Rose Hrálaí, Rose of Tralee final.
Afark Aaron, Ernaliru, a Gwilin.
Kion Gafivi Mati Feli Hiri, Tower Rost Troy Eagle, Bean Chaskado, Agus Pajaka Rawayena. Rose San Francisco. Rose London, Agus Nawarak. Rose Chicago, Agus Orno Rose Corky. And Shin Fugri on Tara. Bootyor Kiran Yehulawan is play Clea and Yenakle Donalon Nulon, Kahir Loch Nafela. Kahulavin is Oster, Gahorage and Kalin Owl, the Food and Gratham, Agus is Ma and Hilshie. Vishi and the Bandri in the Riveda, a fan of Shachtana, Agus Kikwil Shay Jacker Winter Hiri a Hosser, Dainty Gahania, Gamawasha Erroni, E. Kiran Yehulawan.
And that tells us that in 1962, the Rose of Tralee was the Dublin Rose, Ciara Ní Hualáin, Ciara O'Sullivan. And you can look at that on the website. And the website, again, Suniva, is ifiarchiveplayer.ie.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You can find it all there. There's 250 stories now on there. And whether your interest is local and specifically Kerry, there's certainly a great brace of stories there, but also nationally, you'll get to, you know, remind yourselves of how Ireland was, how things have changed. And, you know, you might be a little bit amused at how they speak about women sometimes. It is quite condescending. But, you know, it does also show women at work, women vanguarders being recruited, professed. Passing out, that's it, yes. Thank you, Tressa. But, you know, you see it changing Ireland at the time under Sean Lamass and T.K. Whittaker. So it is a kind of time of change. So it's very interesting for people who might have lived through that time, but others as well, to see where we've all come from.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'm really enjoying it. And thank you so much for coming on this morning. ifiarchiveplayer.ie, go and look, and it is fascinating. And the images, even if you're Irish, isn't very, very good, you can often get what's being said from the images, and the photography, the video, the film is actually quite stunning in places, absolutely. Gaurav Míle maith agat, Suníomh O'Flynn, IFI's Head of Irish Film Programming, on Gaeling releasing newsreels from the last century. So it's really a snapshot. You're watching a snapshot shot of Irish life in the 50s and 60s. ifiarchiveplayer.ie, ifiarchiveplayer.ie, and you can watch them all for free online.